My name's Aileen Pierce and I'm Head of Interpretation and Design.
So lots of fun things going on.
Well, so at Hampton Court from the 22nd to the 31st of October, the palace has been transformed for Halloween. There's 600 pumpkins, there's cobwebs and decorations everywhere, and then a series of installations which bring back to life or perhaps to death some of the most famous moments of the palace's history. And so we're sitting at the moment in an abandoned exhibition space. And the story here is that it's haunted by Cardinal Wolsey, and you'll hear the sounds and see some unexpected action happening as you move around the exhibition space. And that's the idea all around the site, that you find these hidden corners and dark spaces which have some amazing ghost stories.
You mentioned you have 600 pumpkins. So how on earth do you go about getting 600 pumpkins into the palace, and where do they come from?
Well, getting 600 pumpkins around the palace was quite the achievement. So there was a team of us last night with various wheeled vehicles running around site and installing them, putting them next to lanterns, dead trees with cobwebs all over them. So it's actually an awful lot of fun dressing the palace for Halloween.
Hampton Court has got a massive history, over 500 years old, and some very famous residents: Cardinal Wolsey, Anne Boleyn, Catherine Howard. Which one of those would you say is perhaps the one that's more likely to be the spookiest?
Well, they'll all appear in some way or another in the stories, and so as well as the installations, we have brought back to life some of the characters from the palace's history, and you'll see them walking around the palace. You might be able to interact with them, but they might actually just be playing dead. And we'll have, you might meet Elizabeth I. In here we have Cardinal Wolsey. Up in the haunted gallery, obviously Catherine Howard is famous for haunting that area. So we do have some incredible stories from the palace's past. And the idea this year is that the walls of the palace have cracked, and the best stories are seeping out through history, and these characters are doomed to relive the worst moments of their lives.
And they've had quite horrific lives. I mean, Anne Boleyn was beheaded. She probably is the most famous when people think about Hampton Court Palace, her and Henry VIII. It's important that we retell their histories as well, isn't it? Because that's why Hampton Court Palace is preserved.
Yes, absolutely. And the great thing with something like Halloween is it's a reason to come and visit now. But actually, while you're here, you can still engage with all of our usual displays and our stories. You can step back in time in the Tudor route and discover the life of Henry VIII and all of his queens, not just Anne Boleyn. You can visit the Georgian story or the Tudor kitchens. So there's something for everyone here, and we think as well something for all ages and spook levels. The idea with Halloween is that it's not blood-curdling and spine-chilling. It's spooky and it's a family visit. And each of the installations has various ratings on it so that you can make a decision yourself whether it's spooky or too spooky for you.
And you've been putting the installations together. They look amazing. What's it like perhaps being here near the end of the day when you're the last one to lock up, maybe?
Well, I think all of us are used to working at Hampton Court after dark, because we've been doing it for years. We're often installing at night time, but we have frightened our security team on a number of occasions when we've been testing some of the audio late at night, and they haven't realised that they're about to encounter the blood-curdling scream of Sybil Penn as they walk down the cloister.
So for people who are thinking of coming, what's the opening date? How do they get tickets?
So the opening date is the 22nd of October, and it runs through to the end of half term on the 30th of October, and you can book tickets on our website or when you arrive on site.